The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway 1899 to 1961 Good luck, old man.
Good luck, the old man said.
He fitted the rope lashings of the oars onto the thole pins, and leaning forward against the thrust of the blades in the water, he began to row out of the harbour in the dark. There were other boats from the other beaches going out to sea, and the old man heard the dip and push of their oars, even though he could not see them, now the moon was below the hills. Sometimes someone would speak in a boat, but most of the boats were silent, except for the dip of the oars. They spread apart after they were out of the mouth of the harbour, and each one headed for the part of the ocean where he hoped to find fish. The old man knew he was going far out, and he left the smell of the land behind, and rowed out into the clean early morning smell of the ocean. In the dark, the old man could feel the morning coming, and as he rowed, he heard the trembling sound as flying fish left the water, and the hissing that their stiff-set wings made as they soared away in the darkness. He was very fond of flying fish, as they were his principal friends on the ocean. He was sorry for the birds, especially the small, delicate, dark terns that were always flying and looking and almost never finding. And he thought, the birds have a harder life than we do, except for the robber birds and the heavy, strong ones. Why did they make birds so delicate and fine as those sea swallows, when the ocean can be so cruel? She is kind and very beautiful, but she can be so cruel. And it comes so suddenly that such birds that fly, dipping and hunting, with their small, sad voices, are made too delicately for the sea.